Welcome to the System to Success Show. On this show, we'll cover the best growth advice from top CEOs in North America and beyond. On each episode, your host, Jay Crutchfield, he's a former software engineer turned entrepreneur, created and maintained online marketing, online sales, and fulfillment systems for global brands. He offers non-traditional wisdom about business systems mastery, while his guests share the story of how they built their companies. Jay and his guests talk entrepreneurship, digital marketing, strategy, and business principles. But they also talk about what it means to be human with all the ups and downs, advances, and setbacks. And what he does is he takes is information and strategies that has helped catapult global brands and brings that to the small business owner to give them the advantage. Make sure to subscribe and follow for more of these business system mastery principles. Today we have a very special guest in the house today, Carlos Aviles. He is a Facebook strategist at Traffic Agency LLC. He's worked with the top influencers such as top internet marketer Enik Singhal of Learn and world-renowned speaker known for the tagline, "You gotta be hungry," Les Brown. And he's recently helped one of his clients scale to $1 million in revenue in a short 18-month period. Without any further ado, let's welcome to the stage Carlos.
Yo, yo, yo. What's up, people?
Thank you for having me on, Jay. Hey, man, my pleasure, man. How you doing, brother?
I'm doing fantastic. Just landed here in Mexico yesterday, enjoying this beautiful life.
See my boy down in Mexico. Oh, man, with the cool paintings in the background and stuff. Man, look at you.
Yeah, bro. There we go.
See, look at that. Okay, man, letting the audience see. Uh-oh. See, now, man, we all over the globe right now. That's what I'm talking about, man. So Carlos, man, for those that don't know, man, could you just tell us a little bit more about you so that the audience knows a little bit more about your background?
Absolutely. So let me guys tell you a little bit about myself. My name is Carlos Aviles. I was born in El Salvador, and I have a beautiful family that lives in Washington, D.C. I recently moved to Mexico, literally yesterday. I landed, and today I'm having this awesome conversation with Jay. Now to tell you more about what I do for a living, I run Facebook ads, but in reality, I'm helping my clients grow their business by getting them to have quality conversations with their clients. And I have my own system that I teach them, and they follow and they get results. How did I get started? Let's see. I started online marketing probably like 10 years ago. And I started with email marketing. The next thing you know, that shiny object syndrome is really real. I did local marketing, YouTube marketing, pay-per-click. I sold t-shirts, sweater, have my own stuff on Amazon. And all this stuff to like learn Facebook and so many traffic sources. But it got me to where I am today. And then, like you mentioned earlier, I ended up working with Enik Singhal where I ran his Facebook ads. And that was about 4 years ago when I decided to go 100% all in with Facebook.
Oh, man. So, yeah, we know about that journey, man, of the shiny object syndrome for sure, man. Yeah, all these things look good on this side, man. So you touched on a lot of different traffic sources that you got experience with. And so what led you down the path to say, hey, I'm going to make Facebook my home?
So Facebook ended up becoming one of those platforms where you can target people specifically in any demographics and also what I call psychographics. Mm-hmm. Facebook has all this plethora of information of what people do and their behaviors. And I just fell in love with the platform and the ability to target within Facebook. The beautiful thing about Facebook is if you work on your message 100%, you can find your audience more than likely within Facebook. There's very few instances where it's hard to find your audience.
Okay. So it sounds like you're able to dig in a little more. You said speaking on that
that psychographic. So for those that are not familiar with psychographics, can you talk a little bit more about that?
Yes. Yeah, so we know demographics are like people's age, their income, where they work. So that's demographics. Now, psychographics is really what moves marketing. Psychographics is all about getting to know your ideal client in an emotional level, in a psychological level, so that you can create messages for them to move forward with whatever you're offering them. So psychographic is really understanding their day-to-day, their behaviors, in a more deeper, intimate level, because we want to look at their dreams and aspirations and look at their pains and fears. And so we have two things that we're balancing out, and we have to have those present in your marketing for your marketing to be that much stronger. So I focus not just on the demographics, but a lot on the psychographics.
Okay. And so, I don't know if I should go there, but it popped in my head, so I may have to share, man. So, you know, just thinking about this, you know, so, you know, us as guys, you know, it's like, okay, you see this nice looking young lady. It sounds like you need to find out a little bit more about what she's interested in, you know, things that she likes to do before you attempt to, you know, engage in the conversation to see how you can slide in and maybe get her number.
That's exactly how it is. Everything that we do is about relationships, right? And so even in Facebook, you got to think about it. Okay, I'm gonna put an ad in front of this person, but you can't just get on your knees and be like, hey, marry my product. It doesn't work like that. No, you actually have to warm it up. You have to have a process of value and nurturing that relationship, just like when you're looking to date someone. You develop that with small increments. We're like, okay, cool, let's go for a coffee date. All right, cool, let's go and watch a movie. Oh, you want to come Netflix and chill? You know, like, it's a progress to this thing. So yeah.
Okay. Yeah, man. So let's talk a little bit about that. You know, it's like getting started. Like, what's the first thing that you would recommend somebody do before they just say, hey, I want to jump into the ad game and start running ads for my business?
Absolutely. So the first thing you need to do if you want to run ads on Facebook or your business is not even think about running ads. That's the first thing you need to do. The first thing that needs to happen is really understand your market, understand your audience. Those are going to be the key two things. So it's all about research. You know, you've been through my process of the 3D cam. And is a tedious process that it has to get done. A lot of people just come into, you know, from my experience, people come into Facebook, they want to run ads. They're like, oh, this is what they want. Boom, put it in front of it. And next thing you know, hey, Facebook ads don't work. All right, cool. Tell me more about that. Let's take a look at that. And we take a look at the messaging. We take a look at the targeting. All these things that haven't been done to set up a foundation of understanding your message and your avatar have been totally skipped. So there's going to be very little success if you don't have a strong foundation when coming into Facebook. And the beautiful thing is that once you have a foundation, you can go into like any traffic source. Facebook is just one. YouTube, audience networks. I mean, there's so much stuff that you can do. Once you have a solid message, the message is going to be magnetic by itself. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does, man. And so it's funny that you mentioned about people saying, hey, man, I've done that Facebook thing, man, and it doesn't work. And so you touched on just some points about folks not having their messaging down, not a clear the avatar. And so can you talk more about like the importance of really having that avatar down?
Absolutely. You've
been explaining what an avatar is for folks that may not know what it is.
Yeah, so people call it an avatar, but I call it your ideal prospect. This is the person that is your dream client. This is a person that you want to work with, right? So in order for you to get what you want from the universe, you got to be clear on specifically what you want from the universe, right? And so that includes Facebook ads. That includes knowing this person, like I mentioned earlier, intimately, psychologically, what they want. so that you can have messages, conversations that are going to lead them to eventually buy from you. So avatar is just another name for the person that you want to work and have a relationship for the long term. Every client that I work with, I'm looking to work with them for the long term. So I establish boundaries of who I want to work with and who I don't want to work with. And that has to be part of your marketing. If it's not part of your marketing, you're going to also just be a solution to whatever you do, but it's going to be so broad that you won't be targeting that specific person. So getting to know them is one thing. Getting specific on that specific pocket of, I call it your pond, because you have an ocean. Facebook is a huge ocean. You want to get a pond specifically small enough so that you can dominate that specific area, and have your uniqueness, your own tribe, your own people to follow your message, and then you can be successful with launching Facebook ads. You don't want to be a service for everyone. You want to be specific. So I want to give you like an example, right? There's one of my clients came in and is like, okay, cool. I wanna help moms. I'm like, okay, great. Let's go ahead and tell me more about that. They're like, what do you mean? I help moms. So what exactly are you doing for them? Oh, I help them start a business. Okay, great. Cool. Now we're getting somewhere. Tell me more about what that looks like. So, okay, so there's a specific mom. Is it that they marry? Are they single? Oh, they're single moms. Okay, great. And what type of business is this? Oh, so you're helping e-commerce. Got it. Single moms with e-commerce. Anything else? Oh, yeah, I want to help African-American. Oh, okay, so African-American single moms. Perfect. Now our message is getting more narrow and narrow and narrow, more specific. And now you can really work with one small person, that specific audience you're targeting, and you can develop different messages, which is the other part of, launching Facebook ads.
Okay. Awesome, man. So for that person, man, because I still talk to them, and I'm sure you do as well too, with that example of that client, when they start talking about like so general. So like what's some of the downfalls and pitfalls of folks that say, hey, well, you know, I'm the jack of all trades. I'm a generalist, man. My solution, anybody can use this. Like, what's some of the downfalls flaws of that type of thinking?
Yeah, so being a generalist is not particularly a bad thing, because especially for me, I can have conversations just about any topic. But also you have to be a specialist, because when people come to talk to me about SEO, YouTube, all this other random stuff, I know that I know what that is, but I specialize in Facebook ads. So now you have a single lane, you have a specific thing that you do in the market, and you have a specific problem. So to answer your question, I highly recommend your audience to read this book called The One Thing. And it's all about having hyper focus. The One Thing is written by Gary W. Keller, so check it out. It's one of those books that has completely changed the way I see things, even including launching your marketing within Facebook or YouTube, whatever platform you're using. You have to understand that one thing that you're going to dedicate your entire life to. And for me is helping my clients get quality applications through Facebook, and I help coaches. That's my focus. That's all I do. I don't deviate. Do I know how to do e-commerce? Yes, I do. Do I know how to do YouTube ads and all this other stuff? Yeah, I have done it before, but that's not what I focus on. My focus is one thing. The more simple you can create a lifestyle, the more impact you can create in other people's life. And that's always been one of my models.
Okay. Okay. Man, you're making me think, man, I got to reread that book. And I remember a quote that Gary Keller, he said, and here's about focusing on, he said, ask the question, I think it was, what was the one thing that you can focus on that makes everything else easier or obsolete? And I was like, wow, that's powerful right there. And I started thinking about some of the tasks I was working on. I was like, is this a busy task or is this a big domino to knock stuff down? So yeah, I highly recommend the audience listen to Carlos on that. It's a great read. So you touched on something else, and it popped in my head. It's like, what's that single thing that you want to focus on and dedicate your life to? That's starting to sound like purpose and like mission. And so what's some things or questions that the audience can start to ask themselves to really hone in on that one thing?
Absolutely. So for me specifically, one of the things that always stuck out is by one of my mentors, Jim Rohn. I mean, I didn't get to meet him, but I listened to his stuff. And he tells you that the contribution that you bring into the world is going to be a direct reflection to the lifestyle you live. So it always hit me super hard. And when I wake up in the morning, I'm thinking, okay, what kind of value, what kind of enriching or empowering people, what can I do for them that is going to allow me to help them and empower their lives, but also is going to give in return something to me. So your value that you're bringing to the market is going to come back to you tenfold. And I mean, I speak that from experience. I stopped focusing on, money and all this other stuff. And next thing you know, I focus on value. I got a ton of referrals coming in. Oh man, and this is because I changed my perspective, my mindset. A lot of people go out there and they want to chase money, 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 when in reality, they should be chasing value, value, value. What can I do for my clients? How can I enrich their lives? And that comes in different levels. You can do like free stuff that you can give out, mid-level and high level. And I teach my clients how to create their own exchange value ladder. Russell Brunson calls it the value ladder, right? And so you have to have different levels to yourself so that people can get different introductions to you and what you do for the market. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. So speaking on just the value that a speaker or even a coach adds to the marketplace, I was just having a conversation. It's funny, just today, and somebody was asking, okay, should I just run a Facebook ad to a $27 ebook? I'm like, I was like, I think I'm gonna talk to Carlos about this. And I knew the answer to this because of them not having anything on the back end. And so could you talk about just the importance of like when somebody has an offer and they're thinking about running ads, like what is some things they need to think about as they're wanting to run a profitable campaign or even just break even at the minimum?
Right. So there's different strategies out there that you can deploy. But at the end of the day, it's going back to what I said, leading with value, right? If somebody wants to give a 27-page PDF, okay, great. But I'm going to challenge you, okay, are they going to really get through it? Is it that good that someone is going to be like, oh, I'm going to read 27 pages of this PDF? And so my brain starts thinking, everything that I do in the market, it has to be simple, kind of like the one thing. And what I teach my clients is whatever they provide has to be insight. It has to take people from A to B. And then you stretch the gap and realize that there is so much more that Carlos or Jay can provide. And so I need to work with them. But the information that you give them has to be super simple for a new person to do. It has to take him closer to the desired goal. And it has to be actionable. And also the last thing, it has to be easy to consume. You do not want to give someone something that is going to be like a PDF or a 1 hour, 2 hour video that they got to watch for them to want to take action with you. No, give them a quick win. Get them to be emotionally connected to that win. Oh man, like Jay gave me this today. Okay, I feel more confident now about stepping on the stage. And it showed up today in my presentation, in my work, in my relationships because of that. All right, let me find out more about this Jay guy. He got my attention. And so they watch more stuff about you. Like, oh man, this guy has a ton of value. Okay, next thing you know, they're like taking out their wallet because they want to work with you one-on-one. It's simple relationship building. And once again, it comes down to leading with value.
Right. Makes a lot of sense on that side. I'm thinking about some of the stats and as far as like people running advertisements or even talking to people about their business. And in the conversations, when speaking about messaging, I hear a lot of people talk about just focusing on like me, my business, I'm gonna do this, I'm gonna do that. Like what's the best approach that somebody can take that helps them to lead with value, even in their messaging, before somebody even clicks over to whatever their potential offer is?
Absolutely. So you heard the phrase, what's in it for me? And at the end of the day, that's what it comes down to. So when you talk about me, you're basically saying, I don't want any clients. I don't want people to service. I don't want to lead with value. You're doing the total opposite of what you should be doing. What you should be focusing on is, how can I become a hero? How can I become an authority, and the audience becomes a hero of their journey by meeting me, by talking to me, by dealing with me? There's this thing called the hero's journey that I follow and I listen to, and I use a lot of my marketing, and it works because it's such a simple concept. It's used in movies. You look at Star Wars, you look at Kill a Mockingbird, all so many movies use it. And it's a simple thing that you talk about what they want. You show them the path that they can take and the authority that Jay or whoever is presenting the information that allows that person to become a hero of their own journey. And then they get to work with you. It is that simple.
Man, you dropping those jewels on the audience, man. They definitely gonna have to go ahead and do that homework on those two resources, man. Make sure you guys get that The One Thing by Gary Keller and The Hero's Journey too. Awesome, man. Awesome. So one of the audience members, they reach out and say, hey Jay, I want to know more about targeting. Like what should I do as far as like targeting audiences? And so I said, okay, I'm going to ask Carlos about that. So Carlos, like for somebody that's wondering like how to start targeting their audience, like what's some steps that they should take?
So it comes down to the fundamentals that I was talking earlier. Just audiences is all about knowing who you service. So when you're doing the research, you're going to find out not just the demographics, but psychographics. Going back to the same basic stuff I talk about. It's all about the foundations. So for example, you know that you're going after moms. All right, great. Let me get a list of all the different products moms would buy. I'm going after African-American moms. Great. Let me get a list of African-American products, like people that, you know, put on their hair. So they spend money. They have money. You want to go after people that do e-commerce. Great. Let me find some things related to e-commerce, maybe some applications, maybe some softwares that are all about selling on e-commerce. So now you can see where your brain is going. Now you have all these different things that Facebook, you can tell, hey, I want somebody that is a mom, that likes all these baby products, that is interested in e-commerce, and also has buys hair products for African-American people. So now put an ad in front of those people that is going to speak to the pain points and their dreams. You're going to be looking a lot better with the likelihood of someone clicking on your ad, watching a video, and engaging with you, which ultimately is going to lead to having a conversation with that person. I focus on high ticket sales. Same concept goes for webinars and automated live webinars. It doesn't matter. Same concept.
Okay. Hey man, when you mentioned that, you know, it brought me back almost to like the school days in math class, when the teacher would draw that Venn diagram and put the diagram, put one circle here and another circle that's intersecting. And then in that, right in that sweet spot is the X mark on that side of like combining the demographics, psychographics into one spot in what you want to target, man. So yeah, good deal, man. You're taking me back to school, brother.
There you go.
Good deal, man. So looking at that too, as far as like, once you got the targeting down, folks are going to want to know, okay, like before we get into the revenue side, like, and I want to, for that speaker that's saying, hey, you know, I want to get into coaching, or I already have a coaching business And I want to know, okay, like, what's some of the metrics I should be looking at for, like, lead costs?
To be completely honest, the metrics really don't matter. The only one that matters is your return on investment. Whatever amount of money you put in has to equal to what's coming out. But just to have you guys understand some basic math that I look at, you really don't want to pay no more than $200 per application. Your lead cost should be around 10 bucks ideally or lower. Those are just some basic things to look at, but this is specifically for a high ticket product. A high ticket product is something that's selling anywhere from 3,000 and up. Ideally, I like to start my clients at 5K. And it comes down to simple math. You spend 5K to acquire one client, you're breaking even.